From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to authorize hefty tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Despite strong criticism from political allies and business executives, the president is expected to levy 25% fees on steel and 10% on aluminum as early as Thursday. His spokesperson, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Wednesday said exceptions are possible.
That would be a case-by-case and country-by-country basis, but it would be determined whether or not there is a national security exemption.
The tariff threat has raised alarm bells about a global trade war. In Luxembourg, European Council President Donald Tusk counseled against tariffs.
Trade wars are bad and easy to lose. For this reason, I strongly believe that now is the time for politicians on both sides of the Atlantic to act responsibly.
Trade wars' fears have rattled global markets, the benchmark U.S. Dow Jones falling on Wednesday. Mr. Trump also tweeted Wednesday that China has been asked to develop a plan for a billion-dollar cut in its trade surplus with the U.S., again, White House spokesperson Sanders.
The president's been clear that he wants to address the trade imbalances and the unfair practices, and certainly we would take anything into consideration. But as of right now, we're moving fully ahead, and anything that would change would be done so on a national security basis.
Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit ballooned in January. The U.N. envoy to the Democratic Republic of Congo, Leila Zerugi, Wednesday warned of the risk of violence ahead of long-delayed elections. She briefed the Security Council.
In the context of the political tensions and the deteriorating security situation, the DRC continues to face one of the world's most serious humanitarian crises.
She said more than 4 million people are in need of aid. This is VOA News.